In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Ghost. Amen. A woman and a fallen angel, a fruit on a tree. Some of you who have been following the sermons every day through Lent may be wondering how today I will tie together this great feast of Our Lady with Monday in the third week of Lent, which we commemorate. The mystery which we venerate today is the great unraveling of the knot tied by her who was called the mother of all the living, our mother, mother of the human race, Eve. We all know the scene in that third chapter of Genesis, the scene of a woman, of a fallen angel as a serpent, and of a fruit on a tree. All these things we find again today in the gospel of this feast. We were told that this day would come long ago by the holiest of the prophet Isaiah. And it is that greatest of the prophecies which forms today's epistle. Behold, a virgin shall conceive and bear a son, and she shall call his name Emmanuel. But there is another passage of Isaiah's which is proclaimed today. On this Monday in the third week of Lent, we are taken to the scene of the beginning of our Lord's public ministry, of his standing up in the synagogue in Capernaum, a very short distance from his hometown of Nazareth, where he preaches as a prophet in his own country. And because of where the gospel begins in the Mass of this Monday, we might miss the fact that our Lord has just stated before the synagogue some very important words. He has just read to them from this same prophet Isaiah. The Spirit of the Lord is upon me, because he hath anointed me to preach good news to the poor. He hath sent me to proclaim release to the captives and recovery of sight to the blind, to set at liberty those who are oppressed, to proclaim the acceptable year of the Lord. He then declares, "These words, O people, are fulfilled today in your hearing." These words are spoken to us today as well. For those words of the prophet are fulfilled today in our very hearing. To speak of the anointing of Christ is to speak of his ordination day, the day on which he was made our high priest. And if any of you might be wondering when that day was, You find the answer, of course, in today's feast. Our Lord was ordained a priest not on any day of his public life, not after 7 years of seminary, but rather at the very moment of his conception in the womb of Mary, his mother. The very moment when the incarnation took place. All other men in the time of the New Testament who are ordained priests are called to a participation in the one true priesthood of Jesus Christ. And in receiving the sacrament of holy orders, they receive an indelible mark on their souls called a character, something we all receive as well in baptism and in confirmation. Christ is true God and true man. But we do not say that he received exactly a character on his soul by his ordination. No, in Christ we find not a character which is necessary for all those who follow Christ. With him instead, there is simply the hypostatic union itself, the union of the human and divine natures, which is itself a priesthood. Thus, the ordination day of Christ is March 25th, the day he was made incarnate and conceived in the womb of his mother. And so it was on this day that Mary became the new Eve, that as we sing in the office of the Virgin, Eva was transformed into Ave. Whereas the first Eve was tempted by a fallen angel, the new Eve, as good news proclaimed to her by an angel who descended. That first Eve was tempted with a fruit from the tree of knowledge, a fruit which we are told was good for food, a delight to the eyes, and desired to make one wise. We might very well say the same thing of this fruit which now appears before us, this fruit proclaimed by the angel Gabriel. Truly, this fruit, which now descends from heaven to become the fruit of Mary's womb, is indeed good for food, a delight to the eyes, and desired to make us truly wise. But whereas that first fruit was taken from the tree, this fruit, the fruit of Mary's womb, the divine word which she receives now in her womb and in her heart, this fruit, I say, will be placed on the tree of salvation, the tree of the cross. This is the great work of the priesthood of Jesus Christ, for which he is ordained at this very moment, on the day of the Annunciation, the day of the Incarnation. This incarnation was proclaimed down to the very date to the prophet Daniel, a prophet who was outside his home country, proclaimed by the angel Gabriel 500 years before its fulfillment. It would then be fulfilled by the descent once again of that same angel Gabriel to proclaim this good news to the Holy Mother of God. And at the beginning of our Lord's public ministry, which we hear from today, in this Monday in Lent, we hear him speak as a prophet who, although accepted as the divine word, as that true fruit of life in the womb of his mother, will not be accepted in his own country. For he tells us, no prophet is ever so accepted. How then are we to receive this fruit which alone brings us life, salvation, and healing? What is it that is asked of us today on this feast which falls, the most glorious feast that ever falls during Lent? For that we must turn to that most beautiful lesson which we find in the epistle of today's Lenten Mass. The story of Naaman the Syrian, who comes from afar to Israel to seek out the prophet Elias to be healed of his leprosy. He is sent by the king of Syria with great sums of money in order to obtain this great healing. And when he arrives, and at long last finds this prophet, he is not only disappointed but enraged when the prophet simply tells him, go and wash 7 times in the Jordan, and thy flesh shall recover health, and thou shalt be clean. He is ready to leave without even trying the remedy proposed to him by the prophet, until the servants who went with him tell him, if the prophet had told you to do some great thing, surely you would have done it. How much rather then should you do this little thing that he told you? Wash 7 times in the Jordan and be made clean. This indeed is all that our Lord asks of us on this great feast day during Lent. All that he asks for our healing is to approach the priesthood of Jesus Christ, this priesthood of the fruit of Mary's womb, affixed to the tree of the cross, which poured forth that sevenfold river of the 7 sacraments. To be healed during Lent, all our Lord asks of us is that we approach the sacraments, perhaps for the first time, by holy baptism and confirmation. Or if we approach it this year as penitence, by a good confession and holy communion. In all things, then, let us imitate the humility of Mary. And just because it is only a little thing that our Lord asks of us, and not some great feat, simply and humbly to approach him in his sacraments, let us not shrink away in fear or pride, but rather say with Holy Mary, behold the handmaid of the Lord, be it done unto me according to thy word. Amen.